kitchen fair. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat. This is episode 40. I was lying in bed, and I was praising the Father for a very short while. And I thought, should I do a Fireside Chat? But what would it be about? And this often happens. But as I got up, I thought of the word destruction. And rightly so. It's very interesting. I must explain to you that I know that you want me to do more fireside chats, but I must do them as they are inspired. This isn't something that you write a script for necessarily. You know what I mean? This is something that is inspired by the Spirit, I believe, the Holy Spirit. It's designed to talk to you heart to heart. I must tell you that when I speak to you about the Father in heaven, I do not speak to you about religion. I understand that America is turning away from the church, and the world is turning away from the church. And rightly so, because the churches are the false prophet. I've tried to explain to you that when Yeshua or Jesus was taken on the rooftop, and the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said that he would give them to him if he would just bow down and worship him. What he was telling you, I've tried to explain this, and I'm going to explain it one more time at least. what comprises the kingdoms of the world? Well, we see that it's politico-economic, right? So politics, every country has politics involved, every country has money involved, and every country has religion involved. This is why you would have a new world order for the Jews, for Jewish world domination. This is the children of the devil, literal offspring of the devil. And this new world order comprises of what we found out recently is democracy is the government, the one world government. The central bank is the one world money system. And all the religions under one headship are the one world religion. I've explained to you that whether it's the Catholic Church who claimed that Lucifer is God, or if it was the Muslims, which is really not even a religion, it's a political ideology. It's a political movement. But their god, so-called god, is named Hubal. And Hubal translates to Halel or Baal, who is also Lucifer. Now, I've proven to you that there is no Jewish Jesus, and the God of Judeo-Christianity is not Yahweh, obviously. It's, again, Lucifer. Because there is no Jewish Jesus, and there is no Jewish God. No such thing. And then if you go to Hinduism, Shiva, and all these different... This is Lucifer, again, and again, and again, and again. It does not matter which religion you're talking about. Lucifer is the god of those religions. And so we're in a time of destruction. And it's very interesting to me that when I explain this to you, that's the way it is. I'm not speaking about religion to you. So don't feel like, well, I don't want to hear anything about religion. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like turned off. I'm not talking to you. When I talk to you about the Father, I'm talking to you about a relationship with the Father. The Bible is not a book of religion. The Bible is a book about the race of Adam. It's his story. We are part of the race of Adam as white men and women. And so this is our history. It's not any Jew's history. You've been tricked by the religions. You've been tricked to support these religions. Okay, so we're in a time of destruction right now. A fellow writes me, and this just happens to fit this particular thing, and I'll read it to you. He's a dear brother of ours, and he says, David, I hope my emails are not an annoyance to you, but I have no one to vent about this kind of stuff. So, I think this is important to share, so I shared it with you. I had to change some of the words there. Now, just listen to this. Last night was my 30th birthday, so I took my granny to St. Peter's Cathedral in a certain city I won't mention, okay? After the Mass, when we were leaving the Mass, I was approached by an older lady. She may have been a nun. She informed me that my Bible was not the authorized Vatican version. So after a long argument, I told her I would not trust only in a transition based on the writings of a bunch of filthy, lying Jews. Very good, dear brother. Very good. I asked her how she can have the nerve to reprimand me about my Bible. When you are speaking part of the Mass in Spanish to appease all the spics here. You know, hey. And why allow those Negers to sit out in front and beg for money? How can the church share a parking lot with a sex shop? Pure romance. And why let City Hall the rainbow faggot flag across from your doors? She didn't like what I had to say all that much. They are willing to throw away European tradition and make a bunch of foreigners feel like our home is really theirs. And I get scolded for having the wrong book? Go figure. So, dear brother, what you must understand is you don't need to question why all these things, why the faggot flag, or why the sex shop is in the same plaza as the hospital or whatever, or any of these things, because you're dealing with Mother Babylon. You see, they're speaking in Spanish to appease the Spanish there as well. And they've got Negroes out in front begging for money, right? Well, what I wrote to him, these are the ways of Babylon. Don't be discouraged. Be strengthened in knowing you know what is what you know is right. And you see, it's one of these religions, this Catholic religion is part of this whole mystery Babylon. That's the mystery about it. You see, it's part of the sex shop. It's part of the queers. It stands for the queers. The Pope said, you must know what the Pope has said of recent times, that the Father does not judge homosexuals, that they're welcome in the church. See, because they give money. And the Father needs their money. You know that, right? Sure he does. Sure he does. So, the title of his email was called Filth in the Church. You see, that's not one of the Father's churches. The filth is from Babylon. This is the false prophet. So when this devil promised the kingdoms of the world that he could give them to Yeshua, and of course Yeshua didn't take them because he owns them anyway. And of course he's not going to worship a filthy, rotten devil. So who did he give these kingdoms to? I told you what comprises of the kingdom. You have the devil, his children, the beast, and the false prophet. So you have the devil, you have the beast, and the false prophet. The false prophet are these religions. And these religions do miracles, don't they? This is amazing. What I'm telling you is the words of the scriptures have never made more sense than they do now to me. And I'm going to lay a couple. I was looking for this. There's a part where it says that the false prophet gets burned. But you see, I know that's in Revelation 16, 19, and 20, but there's a part where the... I just couldn't find it, but I did find some interesting things that I'm going to hit you with. And this only took me a couple of minutes. I just wanted to see what was... if I could find that scripture. And I was amazed at what I found. I've taught on the book of Revelation several times. I did a full teaching on the whole thing with Eli, 14 parts. You get that if you... I'm not going to get into that right now. If you buy a cruiser drive and you get the Bertrand Comparé, you also get that with it. The Revelation series where I taught, where Eli and I did the Revelation series. But listen... this is very interesting. I just did a news story, and this just connected today. You see, it never made any sense to me before because, well, I mean, it didn't just... wait till you hear this. This is remarkable. I'm in Revelation chapter 16... And it says in verse 17, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices, thunders, and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. We've seen a lot of earthquakes lately, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if we've seen the greatest one yet, but listen to this. Do you remember, if you listen to my news shows, that I talked about that the Jews are talking about splitting New York into three parts? This is going to blow your mind. You know, no matter how great the revelation is during my shows, I never hear from people saying, wow, that really, you know, they just sort of like, I don't know. I don't know who's listening anymore. I don't know if I have, what kind of an audience I have. I have no way to gauge it anymore. Since we don't have free speech in America in reality, when I was on YouTube, I could tell. People would comment. Now, you can do that if you go to my BitTube channel. It's called The Narrow Road. Just look up EFR News or look up Fireside Chat. It'll come up. Fireside Chat with David James on BitChute. And you can have a YouTube experience on BitChute if you liked that. So listen to this. This is verse 19. So I've just told you that the Jews want to divide New York into three parts. Listen to this. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before Yahweh, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island, New York has a lot of islands, doesn't it? And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. I'm not saying that this has happened right now. I'm just saying to you that this New York is a great city, is it not? And now the Jews are talking about dividing it into three parts. They haven't done it yet. But it's on the, in the plan, let's say. I don't know when it will happen or if it will happen right now. But tell me that that is not amazing. You see, you could read that in times past and say, and the great city was divided into three parts. Well, there is no great city. I know, you know, I mean, maybe, you could say England was divided, but that really is divided only two parts that I know of. You've got the city of London and the city of London within the city of London, you see. This is a great city that was divided into three parts. Why would the Jews want to divide New York into three parts? Oh, I'm sure there's lots of reasons. Lots of merchant reasons. Make no mistake, we are in times of destruction. And I'll repeat this theme because you know there was a church just burnt down. But did you know that there were, it looked like there was at least 600 churches burned in France within the last year. My friend told me that he, when he was hearing a show about it, that it was 800 churches that burnt. 800 churches burnt, and they smear fecal matter all over the walls and things like that when they do it. I want you to think about that. This is a time of destruction. They are destroying our children. They are trying to destroy manhood itself, masculinity. They're trying to destroy the air, block out the sun. They're trying to destroy all people. They're trying to destroy the soil. They are destroying the waters. The animals are dying at 2% a year, which means within 50 years, a lot of the animals will not be around any longer. I don't think the world has 50 years, but they thought 50 years ago that the world didn't have 50 years, so I really don't know. They're trying to destroy the Holy Spirit. They're trying to destroy the Father with science by coming up with all these weapons that they're going to use during Armageddon against the Father. You know, Armageddon is fought against the Father, and these militaries all over the world, especially the American military, is creating all kinds of things to use against the Father in this Armageddon. Imagine the Father's own children create the weapons to be used against their own Father, and they have no idea that he's their Father. I mean, it is just insanity. But it's reality. And it says, "And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed Yahweh because of the plague of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceeding great." Now listen, men don't need any hail, plague of a hail to blaspheme the Father. They've been doing it for a long time. May I remind you that if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, whether in this life or the next, you're cooked. You better be very careful. Tread very carefully in these times of destruction. ...800 churches burnt in France alone? In a year? There's an agenda going on. Now remember that I told you that the church, it's looking like this is getting crazy, this Notre Dame thing. This was specifically done, and at the same time they tried to burn down the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the Dome of the Rock. I mean, they just both went on fire at the exact same time in Israel. And of course, the Jews didn't try to put out the fire, the other people did. And they were successful. Now, you think deeply upon what I'm telling you. I'm not talking about religion. And now we'll go to chapter 18 of Revelation. And wait till you hear these words, because they've never meant more to me than they do now. I mean, I just saw them briefly in this morning. Just, you know, scanned over them for 3 minutes. And I was kind of blown away. I will mention to you again so that this is a reminder that in Jerusalem, or in Israel today, the fake Israel, they have a plaque and it says, "Rise, Virgin, rise." This is an antithesis to what I'm going to read to you right now. It's a defiance. You see, these Jews say that they will build. They're known as Edom. And they say they will build, and the Father says, "I will destroy, I will tear it down." Now, I'm not going to go through all the scriptures. Me and a brother were talking about some of this last night, and it's funny how it all just fits here. It's amazing. Let me read to you, though. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, now pay attention, Nashab, Babylon the Great is fallen. Now it's interesting that it would say that twice. Babylon the Great is fallen. Suggesting that it's fallen twice. And I will remind you that Iraq is known as the former Babylon, and the Jews, in military garb, as if they're military people, were sitting on Saddam Hussein's throne, and they took a picture. See, Babylon fell a long time ago because the Jews helped it to fall back then. They opened the gates. But then Babylon had fallen again. And I believe it's still falling. You see, that was the beginning. 9/11 was the beginning of a lot of things. I told you 9 is the devil's favorite number, and 11 is the children's, his offspring's number, the 11 dukes of Edom. So that began this second fall, it seems. Now, I'm not, you know, just think of what I'm saying. Listen. I told you, it says here, Babylon the Great is fallen. And the Jews on a plaque wrote, rise, virgin, rise. Do you see that that's the opposite? Do you see the significance? It's defiance against what this angel is saying. Here, the angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the Great is fallen. But these Jews say, oh no, rise, virgin, rise. You see, the virgin is a great whore. Now, this blows me away, man. This blows me away. And it says, Babylon the Great is fallen, and it is become the habitation of devils. Didn't I tell you that the offspring of the devil are the Jews? It's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Now listen very carefully. Nashab. That's what, listen, Nashab is a Hebrew word. I'm not big on Hebrew, but I like this word because I used to say in my show, prick up your ears like a German shepherd. And Nashab means prick up your ears or listen very carefully. Nashab, especially right now. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Now, fornication is race mixing. Fornication is also mixing of priesthoods, idolatry. That's what the Catholic Church is. It's a lot of idolatry. Our nations have statues all over the place. That's idolatry. All the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The Jews have to race mix. They're not a pure people like they're trying to pretend they are for this whole deception. They have to race mix, or the race will stagger and die. Vampires cannot live off of vampires. Their blood and bone marrow does not have the proper life in it. And so by race mixing with other peoples, they're able to sustain this race and continue it. I don't call it a race. I call it, they're a motley crew of race. They're a mixture of races. They are a people of fornication. Remember the Jews saying to Jesus, our father is not, you know, we're not born of fornication. Yes, they are. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. See, the kings of the earth and the merchants of the earth that are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies, they've all promoted fornication. Fornication in the way of the merchants, where they're promoting miscegenation. Fornication as in mixed priesthoods like the Catholic Church, like Judeo-Christianity, etc., etc., etc. And the kings of the earth, meaning the presidents and all these so-called leaders, have also committed fornication with her. The beast, the mark of the beast, which I have said many times, I believe it's the Israeli flag. It's Solomon's seal is what it is. When he became evil, his seal had the 666. And that's what's on the Israeli flag. And it's clear to me that that's the mark of the beast, as far as I'm concerned. Look at the way the nations of the world have drunk the wine of these Jews and of their fornication. Look how they stick up for them, how they shake their hands, and they're all committed to this thing. They're committing fornication by dealing with fornicators. And the merchants of the earth, which are these same people, and some are our own people, they're waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. He's speaking to Israel, the Israelites, not the Israel over there. These Jews have nothing to do with these scriptures, except for their fornicators and things like that. When he's talking to his people, he's talking to the race of Adam, his offspring. Come out of her, my people. Out of who? Babylon. The whore of Babylon. Rise, virgin. Rise. You see, they'd love to tell you it's just the Catholic Church that is Babylon, Mystery Babylon. But no, no, no. I told you that even Freemasonry had its revival in Babylon in the time of Nimrod and Semiramis. Semiramis, if you wish to say it this way. She brought back the mystery religions, and Freemasonry is part of all that. You could say Babylon is fallen back at that time with Nimrod, right?
Of course.
Because they tried to destroy Yahweh, the Father in heaven. They climbed this great tower that they had built to the heavens, and were shooting arrows up into the clouds to try to kill Yahweh. This was a sort of a first Armageddon or a precursor to it. And so this whore, this filthy so-called virgin, who's not a virgin at all, she's a whore. People have drunk the wine of her fornication. And her fornication is idolatry as well, like I said, as well as mixed priesthoods, as well as mixing races and destroying bloodlines. They have drunk the wine of her wrath, the blood of her wrath. Wine known as blood, right? They've drank the blood of the wrath of her fornication. These Jews are angry and they want to take revenge. So they've got us to participate in their sins. He said, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers. But you're eating pig today. Not you, but some of the people that are eating pig and so on and so forth. They wonder why they're big fat pigs. They wonder why they're coming down with all kinds of sicknesses and illnesses. They're eating seafood. People are dying from eating seafood. People are dying from heart attacks because they're eating all this pig fat. The Jews have made it so that you're partakers of her sins. They've promoted race mixing, and you have acquiesced. Now, you know I'm not talking about you if you haven't. I'm saying you as the Father's people. He said, be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plagues. You see, the Jews look like they're getting away with everything right now, but they're some of the most sick people in the world. They're not only sick physically, but mentally. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works. In the cup which she had filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is Yahweh who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Standing far off from the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city of Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour thy judgment hath come. Well, look at it. Look at France. What is happening to that city? That's all part of Babylon, you understand? The kingdoms of the world. See, I'm not just talking about Israel here. Babylon is comprised of the kingdoms of the world. And the Jews live in all these kingdoms of the world. And have promoted through their media this great fornication, the wine, you see, that the world is drunk with. You see, when I talk about the fact that there's a delusion in the world, that's this wine. You know, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The wrath, to me, that's anger, of course, but revenge is anger. She seeks revenge. These Jews seek revenge. And even this church that was burnt, Notre Dame, which I don't care about at all. Why don't I care? Because it's a house of idolatry. And because it's the church of our dear lady. It's not the church of Yeshua or Christ or anything like that. It's the goddess again. It's they say it's Mother Mary, you see. The Notre Dame means the Our Dear Lady. Dame means lady, right? You get it? You see, the world is sorrowful that this has happened. How much hath she glorified herself and lived deliciously? So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. But these people, when they're seeing Babylon burn, the kings of the earth, the billionaires, are putting forth money to rebuild Babylon. They want to rebuild the church of our dear lady. Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. Now this is also what's happening at the same time. The stores in the world are closing. The merchants are having a tough time right now because of the money system. And because the Jews have stolen over half the wealth in the world, who are the merchants, their stores are being closed because nobody's buying from their stores anymore. And a couple of Jews or whatever have found a way to steal all the money from the other Jews, like Amazon. See, nobody's buying the merchandise anymore. And nobody's buying the lies from these religions anymore. These religious people and these religions are merchants of religion. Also, they're also the false prophet, but they're also merchants of religion. And not many men are buying their merchandise anymore. They're not buying the merchandise of the regular merchants. They're not buying the merchandise of the religious merchants. They're not going to the churches anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thyline wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all the manner of vessels, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass and iron and marble, and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat, and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men, merchandise, souls of men. You understand? And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. You see, if you love these religions, this fellow, you know, kind of looks at these churches like as if I'm losing something that was valuable. Well, no, you're not really. You're losing something that was a false prophet in the first place, and is still a false prophet, and it's burning. It's mixed priesthoods of paganism and dabbled and sprinkled in Christianity. They've changed the word of Yahweh. Why would you stand with this Babylonian church? Just because Granny did? Now, don't be mad at me, brother. Understand what I'm saying to you. Granny was tricked by this. My granny was tricked by it too. She would say Hail Mary, full of grace, and all this nonsense. She was a staunch Catholic. But you should know better, and you should not buy this merchandise any longer, in the sense, the merchandise of the false prophet, the merchants of the churches. The merchants of the churches were kicked out of the churches. Oh, I hit my microphone. Sorry about that. I guess that was like me hitting them. When Christ whipped them in the temples for making his house a house of merchandise. Understand that nothing's changed, ladies and gentlemen, that this house of merchandise is still a house of merchandise. And if he were here, he'd whip them out of the temple yet again. And if he were here, these Jews have proclaimed to you that they would kill him again. So don't worry that you're losing this Catholic Church, this false prophet. The merchants of these things were made rich by her. And they shall stand far off for fear of torment, weeping and wailing. See, these merchants will be able to stand far off. They'll move away from these areas because they have the dough to do it. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, in purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Paris is one of those type of cities. It's a great city, is it not? Isn't it a place where you would want to go for romance and so on and so forth, and good food and culture and churches like Our Dear Lady? Well, you're mourning over Mother Babylon being burned. See, Babylon is still falling. And it appears to me that it's going to continue to fall. And the more that it falls, the more people are saddened by it. See, part of bringing these Negers and all these this filth into the nations means that Babylon is now being made a garbage pit. This is reality that I'm speaking to you. I don't know who's going to speak these things. I know I have a brother that every time I speak my messages, I hear him saying the same things right after, the 2 days after I say all these things. And I don't understand that. But I see it and I hear it. And yeah, there's other people that are noticing it. And I don't know what this is about, but whatever. It kind of aggravates me because that's plagiarism in a sense. You know what I mean? Come up with your own things. Don't act like you came up with it yourself when I came up with it. Maybe I shouldn't be bothered by that, but neither here nor here, there. Let's continue. You see, they're going to mourn over Paris being gone. And I kind of feel a little tinge of it too, right? Our culture's being destroyed. But our culture is Babylon. If you've got statues and churches with statues, that's Babylon. I don't mourn over statues. King Hezekiah broke all those types of things down. I'm all for breaking down all the statues. So it says, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, and weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, the great city wherein we were made rich, all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for Yahweh hath avenged you on her." And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers. Well, first let me read this. "And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee." Listen very carefully. They light candles in these churches, right? "The light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee." And listen, "The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride." I am the bride. You are the bride. "The voice of Yahweh and of his children shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and all that were slain upon the earth." Who killed all of us? Who is guilty of all the blood shed from Abel to Zacharias? And as I've added now, from Zacharias till the present day, present minute, the seed line of Cain. "In these cities are found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." Babylon is comprised of many, many things. I'm amazed at this message. There's nothing religious here. This is pure truth, unadulterated. And I don't think I've taught anything here that isn't right. I believe Babylon is falling. I know it says it will fall in 1 hour. But an hour in heaven is a lot different than an hour on the earth. These things are taking place very rapidly. And these Jews and Babylon have really taken time. And remember I said they go inch by inch, step by step. Well, I found this last night. My brother and I, we were talking about this because I was looking for this where the hook in the jaws was. And I said, Ezekiel, it's either in Isaiah or Ezekiel 38. And don't know how I knew that, but it was in Ezekiel 38. And we'll just go there and talk about that. We don't have much time here. It says, "And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshesh and Tubal, and prophesy against him." See, we know who Tubal is, and we know who Gog and Magog is. and say this, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshesh and Tubal. Listen carefully now, Neshab. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth. And all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Sounds like Armageddon to me. Sounds like it relates to these Jews. He will bring them forth. He will put hooks into the jaws, and he will bring them forth. Even though he said, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth. In other words, it sounds to me like he's making them go faster than they wish to go. That's just my particular, the way I see it at this point. And why did I say that is because 9/11 was a great mistake for the devil and his offspring. It was what began the fall of Babylon again. Remember that New York, the two buildings were 11. I could go into all the things about the number 11 and 9/11. Someday I will, I guess, because it's that important. I've told you to look it up. But the buildings themselves are an 11. The Twin Towers. And New York is one of the financial... Believe me, when you go into the harbor of New York, it says, "Welcome to Babylon" in the harbor. Because there is a Babylon, New York. And that was a ritual. The taking down of the Twin Towers was a ritual. And it signified the beginning of the end of Mother Babylon. And this is continued through Iraq and continuing through France and etc., etc. In my estimation, I think it sounds right to me. I wonder if it sounds right to you. I'm so happy to be able to be the one to bring you these messages because to me, they're very special. If you want to hear them again, listen to my brother. He'll tell you all the things I just said within the next 2 days or so. I don't know. It's just an interesting thing to me to see all this destruction. We are in the days of destruction, no doubt about it. Notice that fire, I did a burning myself of some wood and things like that, and fire is immensely powerful. You can't really even get near it. The fire may be 2 feet from you, and you want to go near it to throw another and you can feel the force of fire. Fire, water, and air are very powerful forces. Very powerful. And so, I believe we must have learned something today. I know I have. And keep watching. Keep watching. Remember that you should feel no sorrow for Notre Dame. You should rejoice, as the Father said. He said rejoice. Right? Let me just go back to that real quick. if I, well, I just don't have the time, I guess, but he says, I can't remember. Well, it's not there. I don't have it right this second. So, but it said that you should rejoice at this. You should not feel sorrow about what's going on. Don't be sorrowful for the world, because the world hates you. Come out of her, my people, lest you receive the same plagues that she will receive. And so, this is number 40. And 40 is a very biblical number, as you well know. May Yahweh richly bless you with his wisdom and his knowledge, that he may preserve you in these days of destruction. In the mighty name of Yahweh, I pray.
Of day in ancient fray, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. To those out working in the field, the trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't, that it just was.